Phoneboy Speaks, episode 881, a plain-sized security vulnerability. I managed to get into a discussion about Charlie Roberts this evening, and Charlie Roberts is somebody who had, recently tweeted that he could send commands to the airplane from the plane Wi-Fi, and, apparently did a bunch of other stuff as well, but he's been, I don't know, I guess pen testing planes might be the best way to describe what he's doing. And, kind of got the attention of the federales, as it were. But apparently, according to this affidavit that's asking for a search warrant for some possessions that of Charlie Roberts, he apparently did this to a live airplane. He apparently did, at least this is what this particular FBI agent says that Charlie Roberts had said, that he had actually he was actually able to do something to the in-flight entertainment system on the airplane. There's a box that's under most that many airline seats on planes that have these systems, and he was able to plug in with some sort of cable and apparently was able to send commands to the plane, and the FBI told him to stop it, and yet and allegedly he did it again, and the FBI wants the equipment that was supposedly in his possession when they think he did it again. The evidence to him does not look particularly good, but this is the situation. Now, I'm not going to defend what Charlie Roberts did, and there's some debate in the InfoSec community apparently that they think what he did was okay. I'm not going to defend what he did in the sense that clearly the federal government agents told him to stop doing it, and it was against the law, and he did it again. Okay. From my point of view, the real issue is what are the airlines and the airplane manufacturers doing about this problem? According to this affidavit that's linked in the show notes, they apparently knew about it. I mean, certainly the federal government knew about it and enough to tell Charlie Roberts to stop doing what he was doing. And yet, apparently, that these problems still exist in airplanes. And if somebody with less noble intentions decided to take advantage of those particular vulnerabilities, well, guess what? A lot of people could die, right? And that's actually pretty scary, right? And I don't think I'm overstating this, right? If somebody, from the passenger cabin could potentially take over an airplane, there could be some dire consequences there. Now, granted, there might be a strength in numbers there in terms of people that might notice what's going on and maybe do something about it. But at the same time, this shouldn't be possible, right? So you could argue that the planes were poorly designed, but it seems to me the remediation for this is maybe just something very simple, like those boxes under the seats could be better secured, right? It shouldn't be possible for a passenger to easily remove the cover off of one of these boxes and potentially plug in a cable, right? And I'm sure this kind of information was probably already circulating through the bad guys. Right, and so the fact that Charlie Roberts found it and made a public spectacle of it is, it's unfortunate that he chose to do it the way he did it, but the consequences of this particular thing can be, I'd say, would be pretty dire. So, to me, right, again, I'm not saying what Charlie Roberts said was good. What I'm saying is that what are we doing to the airlines or the airplane manufacturers that created this particular situation, and what are they doing to remediate this problem? And nobody's asking that question, really. I mean, everybody's the focus seems to be on Charlie Roberts. I'm not trying to defend what he did. I'm asking the question, what are we doing about the other side of the problem? And nobody really seems to be talking about that. And certainly the airplane manufacturers or the airlines really aren't saying a whole lot about it. They're just shooting the messenger, as far as I can tell. And I don't think that's the right approach here. But And it certainly, it makes me a little more nervous to fly now. But I mean, we typically talk about security vulnerabilities. It's usually not a life and death matter. This could very well be a life and death matter. And I think it's certainly more than even just the passengers, right? I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios if somebody is able to take control of an airplane. But it's a complicated issue for sure. And I don't want to be supporting what Charlie Roberts actually did and the way he chose to do it allegedly. But at the same time, what are we doing about the other side of the problem? And I just don't see anyone talking about that, or anybody taking the airplane manufacturers or the airlines to task over this. I mean, what am I missing here?